If we are going to have test, this will be one of the questions. Why the church, why the apostolic church had so large impact? Why the apostolic church had so large impact? Acts chapter 2, verse 43. Acts chapter 2, verse 43. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostle. Verse 47. Praising God and the heaven favored with all the people, and the Lord aided to the church daily those who were being saved. Here mentioned the day of Pentecost, how the Holy Spirit came upon to them. There are so many people in Jerusalem. They heard, they saw this miraculous sign. So they came together, they surround this around 120 people. So Peter and the other apostles, they stand up, they stood up and bear the testimony. So many people, they are, after they heard the message, they are touched. They are moved by the Holy Spirit. So in that day, around 3,000, they received water baptism. Today, we are the church to restore the apostolic church. So this is an important question we need to put in our mind. Why the early church had so large impact? Here, people fear and came. The fear came upon every soul. The membership increased day by day. According to the record of the Luke, I think at least three important reasons early church have so large impact. Number one, because they put their effort in evangelism. Chapter 2, verse 41. Then those who greatly received his word were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. Peter and the other apostles, they stood up and they bear the testimony. So here mentioned, the people greatly received his word, received Peter's message, were baptized. So they just according to Lord Jesus' commandment, they go out and preach the gospel. Second reason, they had a wonderful worship. During their worship, they had wonderful worship. Verse 46 and 47. 46, so continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and the breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and the heaven favor with all people. They get together in one mind and one accord. They gave the praise to God. They with their sincere heart to worship God. And third reason, they had a fantastic fellowship. They get together, they live with love. In their life, we can see love among them. Verse 44-45. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all, as anyone had need. They share everything. They help each other. So among them, nobody still in needy, because if they lack someone lack something, the other person will help, will give the person. So for these three reasons, the church have so large impact. Today, you want to be a church, have a large impact. This is our goal. Our church should become an evangelist church. Our worship will be a wonderful worship. Our life will be a fantastic fellowship. When we study the book of Acts, we can chapter by chapter. The other way, when we do the observation, we try to collect some issues. Then we can we can have some special topic. For example, from the teaching material, from page 7. The title is Major Topics in Book of Acts. So if the verse events concern the prayer, we put it together, and from there we can organize it, and we can learn some teachings from there. For example, this morning during the prayer section, I record all the verse in the book of Acts concerning full of the Holy Spirit or be filled with the Holy Spirit. This is the one of the methods we study the book of Acts. Because the time limit, so later I will use this way to study the book of Acts with you. I will pick up some topic and explain to you. This morning we mentioned Lord Jesus Christ give the commandments to the disciples. What's the commandments? We can find from four Gospels and from Book of Acts. Let's turn to Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24, verse 49. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but the tray in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Here the first comment Lord Jesus Christ gave the disciples. They need to get together in the city of Jerusalem to wait for the promise of Father upon them. So that is the Holy Spirit. So after Jesus ascending to the heaven, the angel told them, why do you stand and gazing to the heaven? You need to go back to Jerusalem. You need to hold the prayer meeting and to receive the Holy Spirit. Look at Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." This is the second comment Lord Jesus Christ gave the disciples. Go into the world to preach the gospel to every creature. So today, we are chosen by Lord Jesus Christ. This is also our mission. Go into the world. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The third comment to the disciples, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. To teach, to cultivate people to observe the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ. So today we take this responsibility. So we receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. So through the Holy Spirit, if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, yes, we can carry out all the responsibilities. We can fulfill. Even Lord Jesus Christ, he gave us a wonderful promise. Let's turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 12. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And the greater works than this, he will do, because I go to my Father. Jesus has told his disciples he is going to be arrested in Jerusalem. He was going to be crucified on the cross. He will no longer on the earth, but the task of Lord Jesus Christ will will continually. So Jesus promised his disciples, "You believe in me, and the works that I do, you will do also, even greater works than this." So today, we are chosen one. We believe in Lord Jesus Christ. So we supposed to do the same work Lord Jesus has done on earth. Even we do the greater works than Jesus has done. So Jesus gave us the promise. Verse 13. "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." How great, how wonderful this promise. Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. Because we want to carry the task Lord Jesus haven't finished in the world, to preach the gospel, to save the souls on the earth. So Jesus give us this promise. Whatever we ask in Jesus' name, that Jesus will do. So this is a spiritual battle. It's not an easy task, but we have this promise. Whatever we ask, He will do. As long as what we ask is concerned the holy work, we need to have this kind of faith. Lord Jesus, He listened, and He will fulfill. Let's turn to Acts chapter 1. In book of Acts, also in several verses, also mention the command from Lord Jesus Christ. Chapter 1, verse 4. And being assembled together with them, He commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which He said, "You have heard from me." Is the same with the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 49. Get together in the Jerusalem and wait for the promised the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 10, verse 42. Acts chapter 10, verse 42. And Jesus commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is He who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. Here, Jesus commanded us to preach to the people. It's the same with the Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Acts chapter 17, verse 30. Acts chapter 17, verse 30. Verse 30, truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. This is also one of the commands from Jesus. All people, no matter where the people is, needed to repent. So we preach the gospel and lead the people to repent and to believe Jesus Christ. So let's this kind of concept, this kind of mission to occupy our mind. So our action, our speech will related to this great task. Turn back to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. The last sentence. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. The Holy Spirit walked with them. So the people, the membership increased day by day. This kind of explanation we can find many verses from the book of Acts. So this is one of the major topic in the book of Acts. How the early church, how did they increase the membership? This is our goal. We want to more people receive the gospel, more souls on this earth be saved. So let's study what's the reason the membership increased day by day. From in chapter 2, verse 41 to 47, we just mentioned, because at that moment, they were in one accord. They zealous to bear the testimony for Lord Jesus Christ. They live the life in their life. We can see love among them. And then we turn to chapter 4, verse 4. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. Here, another place mentioned how the membership increased. Here mentioned they heard the word of God, and then they believed. So the first we need to tell others the gospel. The people heard and then they can believe. And why the people get together to listen to Peter and John? Because they saw the miracles. So in chapter 3, mentioned Peter heals the crippled beggar. So miracles happened in the church will help us to bear the testimony, to improve our testimony is true. So the miracles, the signs, the wonders is very important in the church. Chapter 5, verse 12. Chapter 5, verse 12. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and the wonders were done among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. 13. Yet none of the rest dared join them, but the people esteemed them highly. 14. And the believers were increasingly added to the law, multitudes of both men and women. This couple verse also mentioned the membership increased. And why the membership increased? Because God's power manifested among them. Because in chapter 5 mentioned the events of Ananias and Sapphira. God's power manifested among the church. So today, in the same way, we need God's power very vivid to manifest it among the church. Chapter 12, verse 24. Chapter 12, verse 24. But the word of God grew and multiplied. The same thing. The word of God spread out. So the more people convert into the Lord Jesus Christ. How come the word of God could be spread out? Because God's mighty power manifest among the people. In chapter 12, here mentioned let's read verse 23. Then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give glory to God, and he was eaten by worms and died. Here mentioned the king, Herod, he did not give the glory to Almighty God. And God's punishment, God's judge manifest among the people. God's power manifest among them. For this reason, people pay attention to listen the word of God, and people converted to become the Christian. So we need God's almighty power manifest in every individual, in our family, in the church. Many of our family is not yet whole family believe in Jesus. So we need God's power, God's grace manifest in our family, in the church. We can refer to John chapter 4, verse 48. John chapter 4, verse 48. Then Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe." Because this is one of the great weaknesses of our human being. Unless we see the signs, the wonders, we might not believe. 2,000 years ago, the human being had this kind of weakness. In the same way, in this day, the people also have this kind of weakness. So even today is the 21st century, the scientists is so proper, but we still need God's miracles to manifest it among us. Acts chapter 4, verse 29. Chapter 4, verse 29. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your words. Verse 30. By stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. So this is one of our item we need to put in our prayer every day, just like they say, stretching out your hand, stretching out your hand to heal. So there are so many miracles, signs, wonders in the church. Today we still need the miracles, signs to manifest in the church. So we need to like them, in prayer, ask God to stretch him out, to stretch his almighty hand. The other reason, the membership increased. Chapter 6, verse 5. Acts chapter 6, verse 5. Verse 5 to verse 7. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and the Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. 7. Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. And a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. Chapter 6 mentions 7 were chosen to serve. They have more workers joined the missionary. So the result immediately we can see from verse 7. The disciples multiplied greatly. So the work team in the church is very important. The workers in the church is very important. No matter the workers is many or very few, but the quality, if we can emphasize in the quality, and the Holy Spirit will work with us. Even at that time, 7, here mentioned 7, but they have very high quality. They have good reputation. They filled with the Holy Spirit. They will have the spiritual wisdom. So the church prospered. So we are here to prepare ourselves. Gradually, we need to join the church work. Even now, we had to take some responsibilities among every local church. So on one hand, we joined the work. The other hand, we strengthened ourselves. So hopefully, every local church, just like here mentioned, the membership increased greatly. So the workers, they can work together in one mind and one accord, and they cooperate to each other. And this is the guarantee the Holy Spirit will work with us. The other reason, chapter 11, verse 24. Acts chapter 11, verse 24. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. Here mentioned the person Barnabas. He also had a very wonderful character. He is a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. The result, a great many people were added to the law. So one of our hymns is, let people see Jesus from us. We are the witness of Lord Jesus Christ. Before people know Lord Jesus Christ, before people can feel how wonderful Lord Jesus Christ is, they can feel from us first. You are so wonderful person. Your family is so wonderful. How come? Because I'm a Christian. I'm a TJC members. Our whole family, believe Lord Jesus Christ. So every individual is very important, concerned to preach the gospel. So don't neglect every single. We are the witness of our Lord Jesus Christ, like Barabbas. He has good character, so the result, many people were added to the law. So for this reason, we need to cultivate our spirituality day by day. Let people see Jesus from us. Let's refer to, I think you can read by yourself, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12, the same teachings. Christians should be just like the light in front of the people. Even people try to blaspheme us, but we have so wonderful good character. The people, no way to blaspheme us. The other reason, the membership increased. Acts chapter 16, verse 4. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and the elders at Jerusalem. Verse 5. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily. Once again, the main thing, increased in number daily. The reason is, after the Jerusalem Council, they got a conclusion concerning how the Gentile they convert to Lord Jesus Christ, how in their daily life, what things they need to keep. So Paul and Silas, they are sent to give them the decrees. And here mentioned they receive, and then they keep. They observe the decrees. So the church prosper, increased in number daily. So today, we also need to have this kind of spirit. In our day, everyone emphasized the individual. I have my own opinion. I have my own plan. For this reason, it's not easy for a group of people to work together. Everyone is excellent, but put together could not work out. Why? Because every individual opinion is too strong. Everyone think my thinking is the best, so could not work together. So we need to overcome this kind of weakness. Take the example from the early believers. As long as the church decided we just have one mind and one accord to follow it. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Again, I say to you that if two of you agreed on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Here Jesus promised. As long as we agree on earth concerning anything, he said, ask and it will be done for us by Father's name, by Father's in heaven. We have this right to ask, and the Father should fulfill it. But the condition is you agree on the earth. So in Acts chapter 6:16, they agree on the earth. So they preach. So they ask the Holy Spirit work with them. The Heavenly Father fulfill their request. So today, many times we also put our effort in prayer, but how come it seems there's no response from the Heavenly Father? There's one reason. We did not agree each other on the earth. So what do we ask? The Heavenly Father would not fulfill. So this is a very important spirit for the youth, for the whole church. As long as decided by among us, we need to agree to each other. The other reason, the membership increased. Chapter 11, Acts chapter 11. Chapter 11, verse 19. Verse 19 to 21. Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only. But some of them were men from Cyprus and the Cyrene, who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Encountered persecution, they were scattered. After they scattered, they brought gospel to the place they went. Because they put their effort to preach the gospel, so automatically, for sure, God's almighty hand will work with them. So in verse 21, say, the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. So in the whole book, this kind of explanation repeat again and again. We can feel the joy they had. Lord Jesus Christ gave them the members, not one quarter by quarter, it's day by day. The members increased. If we were there, even there were persecution, but we still feel joy. We still feel powerful because the power of God manifested among us. So this is our goal. How to motivate the church. How to ask God work with us. There's no profound secret. Just follow the early church. Just do what they had done. Chapter 19. Chapter 19, verse 20. So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. This is the other verse mentioning the membership increased. Still have many verse talking about this. Chapter 18. Chapter 18, verse 9. Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision. Do not be afraid, but speak to, and do not keep silent. For I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you. For I have many people in this city. We can see how the great work of the Holy Spirit in the apostolic time, even the vision to the apostles to comfort them, to encourage them, do not be afraid. Here still have so many people, so many God's people here. Today we need this kind of vision. Today we need this kind of encouragement. Otherwise, we are doubting. Is this the right place? We need to put our effort, put our money, put our manpower to preach the gospel here. We need a direction. So we can realize there is still much room for us. To improve.